Az önce Dışişleri Bakanımız Abdullah Gül Bey'i
Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan announced that Turkey has finally secured the start of accession talks with the European Union. The agreement, which was signed in 2004, came only after fraught overnight negotiations to persuade Austria to lift its veto against Turkish membership. Celebrations in Turkish cities erupted as the Turkish government introduced a series of reforms aimed at meeting EU membership demands, bringing the possibility of membership closer. But experts say that enthusiasm soon diminished. Richard Howard is a member of the European Parliament's Committee on Turkey. He's one of the most ardent supporters of Ankara's bid, but says there is now growing disillusionment with Turkey.
We haven't in the last 1, 2, 3 years seen a continued momentum for the reform process. I think that the progress has just about ground to a halt. They've told us they had a general election, they had a presidential election, they had the closure case against the governing AK party, now the local elections. And each time they've said, wait until this domestic crisis or domestic electoral concern is over and then the reform process will start. But the patience is running out.
The EU's latest report on progress in Turkey's membership was filled with stinging criticism over the lack of development. Adding to that voice is a recent report by the US-based Human Rights Watch, which says abuses by Turkish security forces are starting to rise again, a charge denied by Ankara. Turkish Foreign Minister Ali Babacan said such criticism are all part of the accession process.
And until Turkey becomes a full member, every year's progress report will have criticism in it about things which we have not yet done. But on the other hand, we have prepared our national program, a draft program which is almost finalized, which covers a wide variety of reforms which we foresee for the next 4 years.
According to opinion polls, public support for the country's EU bid is also on the wane. Taksim Square in the heart of Istanbul is a popular place for the country's educated youth to hang out. While there appears to be still strong support for the ideal of European membership, many have doubts over Europe's sincerity.
If Turkey becomes a member of the European Union, the individual rights, the democratic rights, the human rights will be daily valid reality of this country.
I believe that it's an important part. They, in fact, do not want us because culture, our religion, living style, it's all about us. This shows prejudice to our country and to our culture. But I believe that Turkey does not need the European Union to be a powerful or a strong country.
Besides Turkey's human rights and freedom of speech record, another point of contention for membership accession is the issue of the unification of Cyprus, which the EU wants to see resolved. Cyprus joined the EU in 2004, despite the fact that the island was still divided. Its green line patrolled by UN soldiers and with EU laws not applied to the Turkish Cypriot north. Since then, Turkey and Cyprus have engaged in a cat-and-mouse game over whether Turkey will recognize the Republic of Cyprus without the Greek Cypriots moving to end the isolation of northern Cyprus and to restart peace talks. In 2005, Turkey signed the so-called Ankara Protocol, extending its customs union deal to the 10 new EU member states, including Cyprus. But it insisted it did not amount to recognition, and it bars Greek Cypriot shipping and planes from its ports and airports. European parliamentarian Richard Howard warns that with support for Turkey already starting to ebb away in Brussels, Cyprus could be the trigger for the collapse in the accession process.
Patience is running out. My big worry is what happens by the end of next year if there's no breakthrough on Cyprus and if the legal requirement built into the decision which started the talks that Turkey must open its ports and airports to Republic of Cyprus ships and planes is not respected, that on its own, irrespective of all other issues, could cause the talks to be suspended. I don't want it to happen, but I have to sound the warning bell, and I think the danger is underestimated within Turkey. They mustn't leave it too late, or the worst, the train crash that has been talked about might actually happen.
Experts say Mr. Erdogan's visit to Brussels is seen as a gesture to help rebuild relations and put Turkey's bid back on track for membership. Analysts say the Prime Minister is expected to present Turkey as a bridge for Europe to the Islamic world. He's also expected to highlight the peacekeeping roles the Turkish army has played in Kosovo, Afghanistan, and now possibly Gaza. But observers say the question many will be asking is whether Erdogan's visit will be an empty gesture or the start of a new commitment to EU accession. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.